From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The baseball playoffs are underway with perennial participants in the mix like the New York Yankees and some teams who have not been here for a while. Hello, Detroit Tigers. NPR's Mike Pesca has looked at the payrolls of all the teams in the playoffs to see this. Does money equal success?
Think of all the teams in the baseball playoffs as cars for sale at a dealership. The Yankees would be a pricey sports car, a Porsche 911. Next to the Porsche, you might find, representing the payrolls of the Mets and Dodgers, a Cadillac and a Mercedes. Two expensive cars, but half the price of the Porsche. But the auto mall would also have Hondas, a Civic and an Accord, a couple of Toyota Camrys, and even a Ford Focus. No beat-up El Caminos, which is the Kansas City Royals of autos, but a pretty broad range of vehicles. This suggests that the rich team, poor team dichotomy, often cited as the potential downfall of the national pastime, isn't as bad as once thought. Alan Schwartz, author of The Numbers Game, baseball's lifelong fascination with statistics, says that even the teams always cited as the most destitute on the diamond aren't really out of it.
The question of whether a team can ever contend, the answer is yes. If you hire the right people, if you draft the right players, and if you make good decisions, yes, you can contend, even if you're the Royals, even if you're the Pirates.
Minnesota and Oakland, two teams with payrolls lower than the league average, find themselves in the postseason this year. And this is no fluke. They've both made the playoffs more often than not this decade. From their example, Schwartz draws the following lesson.
You know, they are certainly starting behind the eight ball, but they're able to get beyond the eight ball because they have really smart general managers. So it's very convenient to say that, oh, teams without a lot of money don't have a chance to compete. Well, they do have a chance to compete. It's just a lot harder for them.
The flip side of this is that certain teams who spend a lot, like the Cubs, hardly ever seem to win. Thomas Fiery is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute and a fan of the profligate but hapless Baltimore Orioles. I asked him if he'd rather have a smart front office or a huge payroll.
You know, what everyone wants to do is be in the situation of the Yankees. But barring that, you know, as an Oriole fan, I would far rather have an Oakland or a Minnesota situation than a Baltimore situation.
Fiery says that one thing which helps the penny pinchers is that they don't have enough money to get themselves enmeshed in financial boondoggles. Free agent busts can hurt an organization for years. One year, the best news the Mets got was that high-priced slugger Mo Vaughn was physically unable to perform, saving them some money on his miserable contract. But richer teams do have the wherewithal to pay more, and oftentimes you get what you pay for. This is why, says baseball blogger Brian Borowski, the sport remains a little on the unfair side.
If you put zero as unfair and 100 as fair, I would probably put it down 35 to 40.
But look, if there were no Apollo Creeds, there would be no Rocky Balboas. If there was no indomitable Soviet hockey team, there wouldn't have been a Miracle on Ice. If the Yankees didn't have this enormous payroll, the Marlins, Angels, and Red Sox wouldn't take such great pleasure in beating them on their way to three of the past four championships. One of the joys of baseball is how uneven things are. The quirks and crannies of a ballpark, the exaggerated leg kicks of some pitchers, the enduring appeal of the hot foot. Heck, nine innings. Why? Why not? If you want an even playing field, there's always football. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.